Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
You know, our Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has been in the news a lot lately, and our dairy farm families have as well. Time for a quick check-in on what's happening with your dairy checkoff dollars, all the efforts on your behalf in this challenging time with markets, with food demand, and COVID-19. Joining us is Suzanne Fanning. She is a Senior Vice President for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and their Chief Marketing Officer for Wisconsin Cheese. And Suzanne, I'm really glad that you can join us. One of the things that worries me a little bit is our Wisconsin dairy farmers and their families are so very busy every day trying to take care of their livestock, get the cows milk. Now we've got spring planting chores on our mind and the constant nagging issue of COVID-19 and market disruption. They probably don't get as much chance as I wish they did to see what you and your staff at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has been doing. Talk about a crew that mobilized fast to amp up programs that you already had in place touting Wisconsin dairy. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on behind the scenes that might otherwise go unnoticed.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We know that our dairy farmers are working incredibly hard out there under some devastating conditions. And so we definitely want them to know that we are working hard on their path as well. We have all kinds of interesting things going on, from new advertising to outreach to celebrities to show their support for Wisconsin and the dairy farmers and encouraging people to return to real. We've got digital content that's going out. We've set up e-commerce pages to make it easy for people all over the country to buy. We've mobilized our ambassadors all over the country to talk about cheese, and we've been having online events to rally support. Public relations has just gone through the roof. We have got some crazy stuff going on there with people talking about our farmers and our products. And then, of course, I know you know a lot about the work that we've been doing with food banks to set up a sustainable infrastructure. So lots of stuff going on.
Let's go back to talking about the digital content and online shopping. That was one of those ideas that caught very quickly, recognizing that consumers were not going to leave their home as much as they would otherwise, and finding a clear way to buy real Wisconsin dairy got to be top of mind for a lot of my audience, Suzanne. Tell me a little bit about that WisconsinCheese.com ordering opportunity and what benefits we've seen.
Yes, well, we did realize there were significant challenges to the supply chain across the board, from limits to just the inability of people to leave their homes and people not knowing where to order cheese if they wanted it. So we approached it from several different angles. First of all, we wanted to inspire consumers to cook with Wisconsin cheese because we knew that they were stuck in their homes. And so we very, very quickly shifted our content, our digital content, to provide some comfort foods and some pantry pairings and things that they could make with what they have in their house, which is a little bit of a shift from what we technically do, which is more of the kind of social gathering. So we went and focused very heavily on family to inspire them to buy it. And then once they were inspired, we had to set up a way for them to purchase it. So we went out actually to all of the different cheesemakers in the state, and we said, who is set up for e-commerce? Who can ship cheese if we can get eyeballs on it and get orders to you? And we developed a list, and we posted it on our website, and we worked through search engine optimization to make sure that eyeballs across the country were focused on this page, and we have had thousands and thousands of views. In fact, over 50,000 page views of that ordering site, and our cheesemakers are telling us that orders have completely gone through the roof.
Yeah, we did follow up. There was a number, wasn't there, on how many online transactions it looks like took place already?
Oh, yeah. We're hearing from people that they've had more online sales than they've ever had in their history.
Wow. Just amazing. Just amazing. So let's talk a little bit about, that's just one facet of the program, folks. The other one that you may have seen to a certain extent, if you're watching Fabulous Farm Babe, my Facebook page, is different celebrities that have wanted to lend their voice speaking up for Wisconsin dairy farmers. That doesn't always just happen coincidentally. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, you folks have been working from a public relations side of things to try to get Wisconsin Dairy Farm families' news out there. Tell me a little bit about that public relations side, which really is, it's challenging, Suzanne, for people that don't understand the business. It's one thing when you pay for an advertisement, a billboard, something like that. It's another thing when you're trying to talk to news outlets and connect them with Wisconsin dairy farmers and their families. Tell me a little bit more about the public relations side.
Yes, I'm happy to. We are very focused on public relations, and all of those endorsements that you've been seeing from country music stars and athletes, different actors, other prominent Wisconsin folks, those are all things that people have done for free just because we have reached out. We have explained the struggles of the dairy farmers, and we wanted them to not only show their support to the dairy farmers, but encourage consumers to go back to real. And that's a trend that we're definitely seeing. When times are hard, people want to focus on what they know and the traditional and the real and the nutrition. And so that portion of it has been pretty exciting. You're going to see a commercial pretty soon. We're actually putting it together later this month of all of those different endorsements put together into one mashup. And so that's going to be a fun one that you're going to be seeing run on morning TV during the Today Show, during the evening news and things like that.
Yeah, Suzanne Fanning's along with us, Senior Vice President for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's your dairy checkoff dollars at work. She's also their Chief Marketing Officer for Wisconsin Cheese. Suzanne, let's talk a little bit about the National Ambassador Program that got to be key. Trying to find, shall we say, a new normal quickly when it comes to our food service providers, our retail locations. You know, we wanted to try to keep as much of a normalcy in that relationship as possible. How did you guys try to tackle that and make sure that while they were still making buying decisions, even if it was from at home for their grocery stores, for their different retail locations, how did you still make sure that Wisconsin dairy kept its presence with those folks?
Well, we very quickly got on board with virtual events. And you know that people are having virtual happy hours and things like that across the country and drinking together. So we said, hey, let's make sure that they're eating Wisconsin cheese across the country. Again, it's that comfort. It's that thing that brings us together. So we started hosting online events for Wisconsin cheese fans all over the country. And we've had guest cheesemakers. We've had cheese companies donating their cheese to ship to these people. We've had hundreds of posts, people sharing their love for Wisconsin cheese, people saying it's the best thing that's happened to them since quarantine is getting together with other cheese lovers. And we're continuing it. Our first one was with Sartori. Our second one is going to be with Marika later in May. And then on June 4th for National Cheese Day, our goal is to have the world's largest virtual cheese party on June 4th.
Wow, that is so cool. How can people find out more about these kinds of things? I know that you have so many different outlets for information, whether it's buying that cheese, connecting with folks on Facebook that love cheese and want to know the dairy story. Can you maybe give us a list, Suzanne, of some of the websites or Facebook pages we need to look for if we've been missing some of these good things on behalf of our Wisconsin dairy farm families?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a Facebook page that's set up just for dairy farmers to learn about what's happening with their checkoff dollars. And so if you're on Facebook and you go to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Facebook page, we just want you to know that is just for farmers. If you want to know what's happening with consumers, we have two different outlets. One of them is America's Dairyland on Facebook. And so that's rallying support from consumers all over about farmers, farming, and farm products. And then we have Wisconsin Cheese as well. And so Wisconsin Cheese is the outlet for cheese lovers. Now for our uber fans, so for the real fan club of Wisconsin Cheese, we have an exclusive site called Cheeselandia. And you can follow that on Instagram as well. So you're right. We do have our efforts kind of spread out for our different audience so that we can specialize our information and tailor it as needed.
And it is working, folks. You know, talk about that Facebook situation. America's Dairyland Facebook has seen a 740% increase, I'm told, in people interacting there. And Suzanne, it's been very interesting to see who wants to get involved helping share that message. I was told by Chad Vincent, Green Bay Packers even got in on behalf of Wisconsin dairy farmers.
That is absolutely true. We are seeing a groundswell of support from consumers, from retailers, from celebrities, and yes, from sports teams. It's been amazing, and we just want all of the dairy farmers in Wisconsin to know the entire country is rooting for them and behind them and standing ready to help as much as we can.
You know, one thing that I've heard from some dairy farmers, and I understand, I understand their stress. I understand their extreme concern about the viability of their farm post-COVID-19. But Suzanne, one thing I can say personally, my experiences, whenever, and I mean whenever, folks, suddenly we're all working 7 days a week. We're working way past 5 o'clock, if you know what I mean. And your team is just exactly that way, so dedicated. I mean, if I say to somebody, I want to interview you at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning or 8 p.m. on Sunday night or whatever it may be, they are there. Your staff continues to be focused like a laser on trying to help our Wisconsin dairy farm families.
You know, we really and truly are, and I have to say that nothing that we could possibly do is enough for what our dairy farmers deserve. I mean, honestly, we are inspired by the dairy farmers every single day, by their work ethic, by their generous spirit, and by their faith that things are going to get better. Dairy farmers out there, all of you dairy farmers in Wisconsin and across the country, you are truly heroes to us, and thank you so much for all that you do.
Suzanne Fanning, Senior Vice President for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That is the group that uses your dairy farm family checkoff dollars to mobilize the message, keep that audience engaged, move the product, keep your image strong during COVID-19. She's also their chief marketing officer for Wisconsin Cheese. If you haven't done it lately, check out America's Dairyland on Facebook. Check out WisconsinCheese.com and see all the stores that are offering up their Wisconsin product to people everywhere. And when you see a story or something like that about Wisconsin dairy, Wisconsin dairy products, know that the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin team helped to bring that good message to today's consumers. I'm Pam Yonke.